Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This morning, airport infection. A vaccinated worker tests positive in Auckland, but our new travel bubble is staying open. Domestic violence tragedy. A young mother burnt in her backyard just metres from three children. Consent campaign cancelled. The multi-million dollar milkshake video dumped after widespread public backlash. And sickening brawl. A group of teenage boys pile in on each other as shots are fired in the terrifying melee.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. The Trans-Tasman bubble still remains open despite a vaccinated border worker testing positive to COVID-19 at Auckland Airport. Both countries are scrambling to contain potential outbreaks to ensure international travel remains on track.
A fragile bubble on the brink of bursting. A border worker at Auckland Airport now in quarantine after testing positive to COVID.
When we opened on both sides, we of course knew that we would continue to have cases connected to our border.
Their job? Cleaning planes from high-risk red zones.
It is by no means a leaky border if someone who cleans a plane that has carried people with COVID becomes infected.
The worker wasn't in contact with the public or passengers within the Trans-Tasman bubble, but was fully vaccinated.
We know how to deal with this. New Zealand knows how to deal with this.
And while most are using the bubble for this, some opportunists see it as a gateway to other countries, with New Zealand having no international travel ban.
It would disappoint me, but I'm hoping that's not the case.
The Australian government now has a message for them. Do it and you'll face serious penalties. Health Minister Greg Hunt quietly closed that loophole this week, amending our biosecurity law on Monday, meaning anyone who leaves New Zealand to travel to another foreign country must provide a statement showing it was for a compassionate reason or because the individual required urgent medical treatment. And if they can't, civil penalties apply, including 5 years in prison and a $63,000 fine. Rachel Walker, 7 News.
Three mass vaccination centres will open in Victoria this morning as the state ramps up its rollout. The hubs will administer doses to those over 70, but could soon expand to those over 50, with National Cabinet set to green light the move tomorrow. The makeshift facilities have been fitted out at the Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre, the exhibition buildings and the former Ford factory in Geelong. A young mother has died in horrific circumstances on the Gold Coast. The body of Kelly Wilkinson was found with fatal burn injuries in her backyard in another shocking case of domestic violence. Three children were inside the home at the time.
It was a confronting scene that people were confronted with out there this morning.
A man believed to be her former partner was found nearby with burns to his hands and windpipe. He remains under police guard in hospital. The children, all under 9, are safe. A bizarre educational video using milkshakes to explain sexual consent to children has been dumped from a government website. Let's go live now to political reporter Taylor Aiken in Canberra. Good morning, Taylor. Widespread public backlash led to it being taken down.
Yes, Jody, good morning. Following days of criticism and being branded as cringeworthy, confusing and bizarre, the government have dumped a controversial consent advert from the Department of Education's website. The teaching materials were part of a new $3.8 million Respectful Relationships campaign aimed at teenagers. Now, one of the deleted videos showing a young woman smearing a milkshake over a male's face trying to depict consent has been taken down.
Do you want to try my milkshake?
Yes, I do.
Is it better than yours?
You know, I think I prefer mine.
In response to the criticism, the Department of Education said the campaign was created and reviewed by experts. Hundreds of other videos, podcasts and personal stories do remain on the website, including ones that feature tacos and pizza. But the federal government says they will be reviewing the rest of the campaign material online. Jody?
OK, Taylor Aiken in Canberra, thank you. A violent brawl has erupted in Sydney's west with a gun being fired. It started as a fist fight between two men near Mount Druitt, but quickly escalated. It's unclear if anybody was injured. Police are now investigating. There's been a bomb scare at Royal Melbourne Hospital after a suspicious package was left inside a parked car. A large area was cordoned off at Parkville as police and firefighters searched the scene. The vehicle was eventually given the all clear and the driver was taken to hospital for assessment. More than a dozen transgender rights activists have interrupted a state parliamentary hearing in Sydney. They were outraged over a proposal from One Nation leader Mark Latham to outlaw gender fluidity teaching. Advocates warn if passed, the bill would ban recognition of trans and gender diverse students. A brightly burning meteor has been caught on camera spiralling down over the Gold Coast. A police officer's body-worn camera recorded the new arrival from space over Surfers Paradise late last night. The debris glowed a bright silver, further illuminating the already sparkling glitter strip. A Sydney high school teacher accused of sexually assaulting a teenage student has pleaded guilty to three charges. Monica Elizabeth Young was due to stand trial in September over allegations she assaulted the 14-year-old boy between June and September last year. The 24-year-old, who remains on bail, will be sentenced in June. Liberal MP John Sidoti, accused of using his position to help his family's business interests, has made a bombshell admission in a corruption inquiry. The politician insisted he was being a good son when he signed on the dotted line to help his property developer parents minimise their tax.
No, I looked, but I didn't understand what I had signed and what I had been signing.
Sidoti told the New South Wales Corruption Watchdog he wasn't aware he was a trustee of the business. New research has revealed getting less than 6 hours of sleep each night is associated with a higher risk of dementia. Researchers in the UK followed the nighttime routine of 8,000 adults over a 25-year period. They found rough sleep patterns before the onset of dementia could contribute to the disease. Australian scientists have discovered you can suffer from a broken heart. The cardiac condition brought on by a traumatic event like the death of a loved one is more likely to affect women, but there's now hope the damage can be reversed.
From the silver screen to the science lab, these Melbourne researchers might finally have the answer.
In the very near future, Melburnians and Australians will suffer less from a broken heart.
It's not just an expression, but a serious cardiac condition. Broken heart syndrome is caused by a traumatic event like the death of a loved one.
It's very like a heart attack. They get chest pain, they may get breathlessness, they may get faint, they may collapse.
In a world first, the Monash University study has uncovered a possible treatment.
So this drug basically can reverse the cardiac injury caused by broken heart syndrome.
The drug, called SAHA, is usually used for cancer treatment. So far, the trials in mice have been promising.
It reverses the injury to the left ventricle, so the fibres to the heart that are involved in pumping blood.
In Western countries, broken heart syndrome almost exclusively happens to women, especially after menopause. The research team here will now look at why women are so sensitive to this condition.
This new research is very exciting in terms of helping us to understand some of the underlying possibilities.
Melina Saris, 7 News.
Former US President Donald Trump has given his first televised interview since leaving office. The 74-year-old revealed he's weighing up a bid to run again for the nation's top job in 2024.
I say this, I am looking at it very seriously, beyond seriously. From a legal standpoint, I don't want to really talk about it yet.
He also attacked President Joe Biden's handling of the border crisis, warning that Latin America was sending rapists to the US. India's capital has been forced into a week-long lockdown after recording a fifth consecutive day of more than 200,000 new cases. New Delhi's hospitals are struggling to cope with oxygen and medicine in short supply. COVID patients are lined up on the streets outside waiting to be admitted. Experts say the virus is now spreading at a faster rate than at any other time during the pandemic. The Queen is facing a sombre 95th birthday just days after her husband Prince Philip's funeral. Prince Harry will now remain in the UK for his grandmother's birthday following peace talks with Prince Charles and William and Kate. The Queen won't be releasing her traditional birthday photograph, but will celebrate quietly with close family.
Tired of ads barging into your favourite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Checking finance now, the Dow Jones is trading down this morning. The Nasdaq is also lower. In London, the FTSE fell. Germany's DAX lost. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed down. Hong Kong's Hang Seng gained. The All Ords finished lower, as did the ASX 200. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,778 an ounce. Oil, $62 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 77.24 US cents, 83.5 Japanese yen and $1.07 New Zealand. The US city of Minneapolis remains on edge, awaiting the verdict in the trial of the former policeman accused of killing George Floyd. Let's go live now to US correspondent Tim Lester in Minneapolis. Good morning, Tim. The jury is now in its second day of deliberations.
Morning, Jody. In fact, they've been locked away deliberating now for more than 10 hours. Now, with the 12 jurors in that position, the defence will get steadily happier, you would think, the longer they're locked away, because it implies there might be some split in the jury and all 12 jurors have to agree a unanimous vote if they are to convict Derek Chauvin, the ex-policeman accused of pinning George Floyd for 9 minutes 29 seconds to the ground here in Minnesota 10 months ago, May last year, and essentially, in the end, of course, killing him for the last 3 minutes, his body lifeless as he was pinned on the pavement. Three charges at play here: second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter, and a potential prison term, you'd think, of 12 to 15 years if Derek Chauvin is convicted. The US president has spoken about the case and had this to say earlier today.
And they're calling for peace and tranquility, no matter what that verdict is. I'm praying the verdict is the right verdict, which is, I think it's overwhelming in my view. I wouldn't say that unless the jury was sequestered now and not hear me say that.
unusual, to say the least, to hear a US president making a comment on the way he'd like to see a court case go while the jury is still considering it. There are 3,000 National Guards troops in Minneapolis today ready to batten this city down if people here feel the decision has gone the wrong way. Jody?
Very tense. OK, thanks, Tim. The tourism industry is getting a boost with popular discount site Click Frenzy launching a huge travel sale. But customers are being urged to check the cancellation policies in case there's a COVID outbreak.
This is a year to explore Australia or be an optimist and book an overseas holiday for next year.
No matter what level of confidence you have, we're going to have something for you tonight.
The Click Frenzy travel sale runs until midnight Thursday. There are hundreds of deals on offer.
You want to go to a destination in Australia, Virgin are going to be offering up to 30% off.
You can save up to 10% on Qatar flights to the UK and Europe, 10% off Air New Zealand flights, save on hotels in Cairns, Sydney and Marimbula with discounts on Greyhound bus tickets, as well as travel websites like What If and Deals Away. When it comes to booking a flight or holiday, customers are being warned to read the fine print.
Take a breath, don't get carried away and really understand. Read reviews, talk to family and friends.
Under Australian law, there's no guarantee of a refund for bookings affected by a pandemic. Consumer advocate Adam Gleeser is fighting to change that.
Unless you are genuinely willing to take the punt, only book things where you've actually got the ability to get a refund.
Sonia Marinelli, 7 News.
In sport, the AFLW Best and Fairest Award has been shared for the first time. Collingwood co-captain Brianna Davey and Fremantle's Kiara Bowers both took out the award last night, with the count going down to the final round. Meantime, Geelong star Patrick Dangerfield faces several weeks out after his ankle injury was worse than first thought. Rabbitohs star Latrell Mitchell will sit out the next 4 weeks after his failed bid at the NRL judiciary last night. The South's fullback failed to have his dangerous contact charge against the Tigers' David Nofaluma downgraded. The ban means Mitchell will be ineligible to win the Dally M medal this year. Rooster Victor Radley is free to face the Dragons on Sunday after having his careless tackle against Cameron Munster downgraded. The Panthers will be without Paul Momorowski for 3 weeks after he failed to have his dangerous contact charge downgraded. Breaking this morning, Chelsea and Manchester City are preparing to pull out of the controversial European Super League. The English giants are the first to quit the 12-team competition after severe backlash from fans and the wider football community. Chelsea fans took to the streets to protest their club's involvement before their Premier League clash with Brighton. City coach Pep Guardiola was openly critical of his club joining the Super League.
Sports. It's not a sport when the relation between the effort and the success, the effort and reward, don't exist. So it's not a sport.
Other clubs are also reportedly preparing to leave the quickly unravelling competition. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, a trough is triggering showers and storms in the northeastern tropics. A cold front is generating rain and storms over Tasmania, eastern Victoria and southeastern New South Wales. Around the capital, sunny in Brisbane, heading for 31 degrees. Sydney, mostly sunny, 22 the top. Canberra, mostly sunny, 17. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 15. Hobart, mostly sunny, also a top of 15. A late shower, 18 in Adelaide. Perth, sunny and 26 degrees. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 33 degrees. And that's 7 Early News for this Wednesday, the 21st of April.